Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss, paying tribute to Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. The word is that his health is failing and that he needs care, lots of care. But the tribute to him is more than that. What he represented to Jeff as a young person, to all of us young people in the 20th century. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Here's Jeff Bliss to explain. More of this later.
Brian Wilson is dealing with dementia right now, and he recently lost his wife, who really was his caregiver in so many ways. I happened to see him in concert a couple years ago in June, and I thought he looked pretty bad, pretty rough right then. He was still sitting behind a piano, but he had to be brought out in a wheelchair and essentially guided to everywhere he went on stage. And, he had really had the feeling he was just kind of sitting there, not doing a whole lot. It was hard to see his hands on the piano, but he didn't seem very energetic. So this is not a surprise to anybody that has seen him either on TV or at a concert venue or in public. And the story is with the passing of his wife, it's really hit him very hard, as these things typically do for people who are deeply in love with their caregivers, their spouses, you name it. And, so now that he's been put in conservatorship, people are just kind of thinking they're probably not going to see Brian Wilson out in public a lot, but he was the creative genius behind that band and so many other artists, from the Beatles to, you can just run a list of mile long, will say that his music, the things that he wrote and composed were actually genius level. In a lot of ways, people think of him as kind of a modern day Mozart. He was so gifted.